tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Over the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Jesus Christ is born.
May the peace of God richly dwell upon and within each and every one of you, and share that peace amongst yourselves, whatever way you feel is most appropriate. A wave, a handshake, a hug, a kiss. Be polite. And peace be with you. Thank you. And you too.
We're all kind of staying away from each other. We're waving.
Peace be with all of you. And welcome. Glad to have you here today. It may be chilly outside, but the Spirit warms us, right? Thank you. Got some announcements. You can see the back of the bulletin. Church council meeting. Council people, stay. You see the information about the confirmation class and the other services while Pastor Bros is away, the annual meeting, our folks who are living in long-term care, and all you people who were assigned to the various greeting duties. So, one other announcement. For some reason, I picked, as with Gladness, Men of Old, as a offertory hymn, and it turns out you also had picked that as your closing hymn, so we're going to skip the offertory hymn today. And that takes us to the call to worship. In the beginning, there was the Word. The Word was present to God from the beginning. Through the Word, all things came into being. And the Word became flesh and stayed for a while among us. The favor and position a parent gives an only child. Let us rejoice in the Word. O thou joyful, O thou wonderful.
Joyful, oh thou wonderful grace, revealing Christmas tide. Jesus came to win us from all sin within us. Glorify the Holy Child. Oh thou joyful, oh thou wonderful, the revealing Christmas tide. Loud hosanna singing and all praises bringing, may thy love with us abide. O thou joyful, O thou wonderful, peace revealing Christmas tide. Darkness appeareth, God's own light now neareth, peace and joy to all betide.
And let us together join in the prayer of invocation. O Word made flesh, you have come into our midst as light and wisdom, desiring to be known to us in our lives and to be found in the world around us. Open our eyes and our ears and our hearts to recognize you where you dwell, in our midst, challenging, heartening, lightening the way to truth, peace, and justice. Amen. And our first scripture is the Wisdom of Solomon.
Wisdom 10, verses 15 through 21. Wisdom led the Israelites out of Egypt. A holy people and blameless race, wisdom, delivered from a nation of oppressors. She entered the soul of a servant of the Lord and withstood dread kings with wonders and signs. She gave holy men the reward of their labors. She guided them along a marvelous way, and became a shelter to them by day and a starry flame through the night. She brought them over the Red Sea and led them through deep waters. But she drowned their enemies and cast them up from the depth of the sea. Therefore, the righteous plundered, the ungodly they sang hymns, O Lord, to thy holy name, and praised with one accord thy defending hand, because wisdom opened the mouth of the dumb and made the tongues of babes speak clearly. Our second reading is Ephesians 1, verses 3 through 14. Spiritual blessings in Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the God, good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance towards redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory.
God calls the church to follow him, standing by those who suffer and are in need, so that justice may roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. And so let us confess the ways in which we do not follow God's call, joining in the litany for transformation and new life. When we close our eyes to the light of the world, struggling to shine light on the lives of all who are poor and oppressed, when we close our ears to the wisdom of God, struggling to be heard above hate-filled words and fear-filled rhetoric, when we close our hearts to the glory of God, which is known fully only in a world of peace where all creation thrives, in Christ, the light, the word, the glory of God's love shines in our hearts, and we are forgiven and given strength to go forward into a new future. Let us give thanks that in Jesus, Emmanuel, God is truly with us, and so celebrate this great grace. Amen.
The Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overtake it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world became into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is the only Son, himself God, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." Thus ends our readings.
I need the scriptures. Thank you. And thank you very much for volunteering at the last moment to be the reader. We tend to think of wisdom as something in here, don't we? And yet you notice scriptures actually personify wisdom as an actual being. And the wisdom of God is what brought us all of these messages. And the wisdom of God transformed even the Word. And I think I just dropped my... Yes, I did. Technology, isn't it wonderful? And because of wisdom, we have the revelation. The revelation of what God has done and is doing for us, even now. And so we read in Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus that we have obtained an inheritance from God. All the things that we have, all the good that we have received off of God's generous blessings. And it's interesting that he uses the term inheritance. So I've been thinking a bit about inheritance lately, seeing different stories and stuff. And it's always interesting, an inheritance is something that so often we think we are owed. How many families have found themselves in tension after their parents have passed away because they're all fighting about who gets what. But an inheritance is not something that is owed. An inheritance is something that is gifted. And that's why we speak of the life in Christ as a gift from God, when we speak of it. And when we receive a gift, when we recognize that it is a gift and not something that we're owed or something that we've earned, usually we respond with joy and a desire to make ourselves more worthy of that gift, don't we? You're listening so politely. If I'm making sense, you can nod, you can say yes. If I'm not making sense, you can say, what are you talking about? God has given us of his great generosity. Not because we deserve it, but because we are God's creation, we are God's children. Do any of you intentionally harm your children? Or do you try and do good for them? How many of you try and do good for your children? How many of you try and spoil your grandchildren? Yes. My point. God gives us grace and glory and forgiveness out of generosity because we are God's children. We are God's creation. And what God asks of us is that we treat all of God's creation with that same kind of generosity, love, because we all are God's creation. It's really kind of amazing how willing we are as human beings to magnify little differences, to magnify things that ultimately are not anywhere near as important as being caregivers and caretakers. You know, you read in the creation story that God created human beings in God's own image. Now, we look around ourselves, and we see, we all look kind of alike, don't we? Granted, the girls are prettier. But others who don't look anything like us are still in God's image. And they often look at us and go, "Really? You are?" But yet, we believe that God created every single human being with the image of God imprinted in them. So that does make us all brothers and sisters. And that does mean that all that we have, all that they have, all that we encounter in this world, we have off of God's generous love. So, as we begin this brand new year, and by the way, Happy New Year, everybody. Let's open our awareness more to the generosity that God has poured out upon us. And let us open up our awareness more to how we can share that generosity with all of those we encounter day to day. Because we all are sharing from God's generosity. Amen. And so now we come to our time of prayer. When I did the announcements, I forgot to ask if there were any concerns. Are there any concerns that you want to share with the body. Well, I do commend to your prayer life, not just today, but during your day-to-day times, our members living in long-term care, and those whom we know that are in hospital or at home recovering. And so, let us join our hearts and our minds together in prayer. Gracious God, we come before you this day, asking that by your Holy Spirit, you open our awareness to just exactly how generous your love is to us, to recognizing that all that we are and all that we have is coming from your generosity, and to recognize that indeed we are not the only ones to whom you offer that generosity, but in fact to all of your children. And so help us to see your face in the faces of those around us, the ones we encounter day by day. And God, I pray that it be your will that our family and friends of this congregation, especially those who are in long-term care, those who are hospitalized, those who are recovering at home, that they would know your healing, loving presence, that they would enjoy as much physical and mental soundness as they can possibly have, and that they would sense that you are upholding them. Help us to remember them both in prayer and in deed, so that they would not feel left alone. God, help us to follow your call, to be followers of Jesus, not just passive believers, but actually active followers. And God, bless each one of us with your presence in our lives. Help us to have confidence in your care and love. Help us to have courage to do the things that we know are right. And help us to have the persistence to do them no matter how hard it might be. And God, be with us as we join together in the prayer of our Savior Jesus, for it is in his name that we come before you with all of our thoughts and cares. And so we pray together, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. It is at God's invitation that we approach the table of our Lord. And so as we prepare to do so, let's join together in proclaiming the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, begotten from the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of the same essence as the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven. He became incarnate by the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary and was made human. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. The third day he rose again according to the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again with glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom will never end. And we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, and with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified. He spoke through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We affirm one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us break bread together on our knees. Let us break bread together on our knees. Let us break bread together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, O Lord, have mercy on me. Let us drink the cup together on our knees. Let us drink the cup together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, O Lord, have mercy on me. Let us praise God together on our knees. Let us praise God together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, O Lord, have mercy on me. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he met with his disciples in the upper room for the Passover meal. While they were at the table, he picked up the bread, did something unusual. He broke it and blessed it, adding a new layer of spiritual meaning to what was already a holy feast. When he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he shared the bread with them. And in the same way, at the end of the meal, he picked up the last cup of wine, the one that is reserved for the prophet, the Messiah, possibly Elijah. He lifted it up and blessed it, and then said to the disciples, "Each of you drink of this. It is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so let us pray. Gracious God, by your Holy Spirit, come now. Bless these elements of bread and wine, that they would indeed be to us communion in the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is in his name that we ask this. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Come and partake. The body of Christ for you. This is the Lord's body for you. The body of Christ for you. The body of Christ for you. This is the Lord's body for you. The body of Christ for you. This is our Lord's body for you. body of Christ for you. I'm the Lord's body for you. May the Holy Communion of the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ keep and preserve you to everlasting life. Depart in peace. The body of Christ for you. This is our Lord's body for you. This is the body of Christ. The body of Christ for you. Our Lord's body for you. This is the body of Christ. Our Lord's body for you. The body of our Lord for you. The body of Christ for you. May the Holy Communion of the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, keep and preserve you to everlasting life. Depart in peace. This is the body of Christ for you. The body of Christ for you. This is our Lord's body. The body of Christ for you. Our Lord's body for you. The body of Christ for you. This is our Lord's body for you. The body of Christ for you. This is our Lord's body. Now may the Holy Communion of the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, keep and preserve us to everlasting life. Depart in peace. Having partaken of this spiritual meal, let us offer together up a word of thanks. The bread has been broken, the cup has been poured, the meal has been shared. Gracious God, we give thanks for bread for the journey, for your wisdom guiding us along the way. May there be friends to share the road as we dare to dream of creation renewed, and hope in the promise of justice for all. Amen. I would remind you that I'm going to be kind of moving on toward departure while we sing the final hymn, because I got to get over to County Line yet too. But the love of God is born new in the world. As often as we embody that love in the works of compassion, peace, and justice, And because we have offered our gifts on our way in, let us also always offer our gifts in a spirit of generosity and hope. And so, let's sing the doxology.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, the heavenly host. Creator, Savior, Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
Amen.
And together let us dedicate the gifts that we have given. With these gifts, dear God, accept the praise and thanksgiving of our hearts, which rejoice in your goodness and love. Let your gifts point to our presence in the world and further your dream for the world through Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.
Be but thine own, whatever the gift may be. All that we have is thine alone, a trust, O Lord, from thee. Amen.
Tradition has it in the church that the wise men arrived on the 12th day after Christmas, what we call Epiphany, which is 2 days from today. So that makes today, as close as we can call it, Epiphany Sunday. So we conclude with, as with gladness, men of old.
As with gladness, men of old, did the guiding star be. As the earth and its hour, the ringing
of the benediction from here, but I will get ready to take this off. In the beginning, the Word. The Word was in God's presence, and the Word was God. The Word was present to God from the beginning. Through the Word, all things came into being. In the Word was life, and that life was humanity's light, a light that shines in the night, a light that the night has never overtaken. Go forth to witness to the light, to the Word, to the glory of God dwelling in us. Go forth to live in grace and truth.